In a world that moves too fast sometimes, you just want to slow down. This is Grego, my Lego. The slow build Lego show where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
On this special episode of the Spectre Sisters, I will walk you through wonderfully twisted and beautifully eerie handcrafted poems and short stories. Let's review Spectral Echoes. I first stumbled upon the works of C.M. Wyckoff while visiting my favorite local haunted bookstore, Browse Wild Books in Tip City, Ohio. I was informed of an upcoming book signing taking place inside the shop, which already had me intrigued. I was handed a beautifully bound hardcover book with the mystical words, Spectral Echoes. Ghostly tales and haunting verses sprawled across the cover, accompanied by an ever so nostalgic but elegant depiction of a carved statue that featured a woman and goat in what looked to be a dark abandoned mansion. I purchased the book immediately without a second thought. I went home and took the next couple of days to read over every eloquently written word. I was hooked. By the time the book signing rolled around, I eagerly waited in line to meet the author. Choking on my words and writing scripts in my head, I was very nervous to say the least. But it was a genuine interaction. I expressed my appreciation for his creation, and he eagerly answered all my questions and even boasted about his illustrator, which to me was very indicative of a kind soul. Let's get straight to the point. I could easily talk your ears off for hours if given the time and much needed patience about Spectral Echoes. I'll do my best to keep it simple and memorable. Spectral Echoes, Ghostly Tales and Haunting Verses by C.M. Wyckoff, is a compilation of poetry and short stories that are centered around the topic of, you guessed it, all things horror. From a bewitching story about a cursed ruby necklace to a poem regarding a little girl without a face hidden within the shadows, every story is captivating. Nostalgia encapsulated me with every sentence. My favorite series as a young kid had always been Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. And while reading Spectral Echoes, I reminisced about how it felt to read those stories again. It was like a brand new chapter that reignited my love for short-form, magnificently crafted stories, not to mention the breathtaking artistry of Aaron Lindman that had accompanied each tale like chocolate accompanies strawberries. Together, they flow like a newly spun spider's web. My personal favorite of the stories has to be The Conservatory of Carnivorous Wonders. Just after discovering Spectral Echoes, I had been playing my all-time favorite board game, Betrayal at House on the Hill. My friends and I unlocked the haunt, Carnivorous Ivy. It added a whole other level to the Wyckoff story, so much so I could envision bits and pieces while I was playing and could tie them in. I would recommend this book to anyone, and trust me, I definitely have. The only downside was I finished the book too quickly. But I've heard whispers of another title soon to be published, The House of Ravenswood Hollow, a romance novel entangled with gothic themes and horror elements. Nothing accompanies a good book review better than bloopers. Let's begin.
Process of elimination.
Maya, do not eat the chips. You are not allowed.
Mia, yeah.
I got that one.
She's a gray alien.
A gray
there,
alien.
She is right here. There's an alien in our midst.
Oh,
then I was
no.
going to choose violence.
Choose
here.
Violence. Oh my God.
You marinated on that for a
you
little while.
Too. You diabolical.
Well, you were like all crouched and waiting, and you're like, I gotta
it's
charge up my
right
laser.
It's been recording now.
I'm a charging my laser.
My life.
Wait a minute. Isn't there a flight?
Yeah.
Oh, see, it's all connected.
A connection.
It's aliens.
Aliens.
Oh,
yeah. Get all that right.
Dry lips over here.
Hey, sir.
And I was like, that's the melonhead children of Columbus.
That was the other
one.
Oh
my
yeah.
gosh, melon heads.
You're a melon head.
No, we should discuss.
We should also watch Sharks of the Corn and do a review for it.
Oh my God. Sharks of the Corn?
Sharks of the Corn. It.
Whoa.
So that's hard on this one.
To the
this
wall.
Is in Springfield, Missouri.
I was going to say balls deep, but that's a little bit different.
Well, it works.
Hey, we man. Both had balls on the brain.
There's always balls.
The puck wedgie?
The what?
Puck the puck wedgie.
That sounds endearing.
And then like,
fine. Well, that sounds like sleep. A you problem.
Oh yeah.
Inhale. Whoa.
Asthma. Okay.
Asthma is crazy. My teeth, they itch.
This is where violence happens.
This is why Brie wants to choose violence.
Yes.
Brie's always choosing violence. Behind the scenes, Brie beats us.
And I scream at people in the Miller Lane parking lot.
Oh,
you
tune into Village Idiots for that story.
What? Wait a minute.
Right. Oh my God, you do have a lot of followers. Damn, I thought my 412 was good.
Nah.
Huh? Ole, ole.
Yeah, that's what
I don't know. I can't do a very good Shakira. I did have another
share. Wait.
Shakira.
Hold on, hon. I know, but let's go to Cher.
Do you believe in love after love after love after
oh
love? I can feel something inside that says, I really don't think you're strong enough now.
That's going to be the end.
That was incredible.
Consider Nick's flappers.
We all got a little share inside, you know?
My flappers have been gasted, yes.
Also, Maya is invading your purse currently.
What do you want from my bag, bro?
You must be hiding some cat narcotics in there.
There's something going on in that little brain.
Is there? Yeah.
Oh no, sorry.
See,
that one was
go.
Gross and small. We needed
it.
An actual one that was that one sounded
it.
Like
I'll take it. We've been trying
no,
to record
please
burps this
it.
Whole day.
Don't. That was a bad example. I don't want to put my name on that.
I don't want to. This is all going
said, I don't sign off onto this burp.
No, I don't sign off.
This is not an accurate representation of my abilities.
Oh my God.
Kind of help inspire people to tell us about the crazy stuff they've seen, experienced, their murderous uncle or something.
Yeah. Murders they've committed, you know.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Confession time.
She's name dropping.
They're just like a bleep.
I know you're out there. And you might be listening to this. And I will take your kneecaps.
Oh no.
I've got a crowbar with your name on it,
Do you
buddy.
Have a kneecap collection?
No, I just
you
like
should.
To use the crowbar to like shatter them. They lose their
okay.
kneecap
oh,
privileges.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not like stealing
you're not,
the
you're
kneecaps.
Not, like,
if you're out there
oh, no, not
and
again.
Listening, got a crowbar with your name
no
on it,
more
you're
caps.
Losing your kneecaps.
Allegedly.
Could I like?
No.
I never said that.
No, that was
no,
a glitch in the system.
That's a lie. You're lying.
Tell Greg to make a beat out of it.
Oh my. There's a whole song.
With just like clips of like,
I'm gonna take your kneecaps.
That's
the
song, and it's just like the reverb of like
kneecaps.
Beat drops or something. I'm sending this to Greg. Oh my God.
Incredible.
That poor man.
Mess you with science us, but, rules. But. Okay,
Bill Nye. Who the f*** are you?
Get off my brain.
Also, guys, fight.
Okay,
are you a person who sleeps? Are you a person who dreams? Do you have paralysis? That is the first murder we're going to cover.
Nick's murderer.
What was it like? What did you feel?
Like, I wanted that bug...
Number 15, Burger King foot lettuce.
We need it's fame. Very apparent that you guys are sisters.
Hey, man.
We need fame like that. We need a Burger King
Chills.
Foot lettuce of our own.
Chills, what's what do we got to do?
Yeah.
Does he still make videos?
I think so.
Chills, come and chill.
Yeah. All right, so there we go. There
which
is.
One was? Is that five?
That
was,
yeah.
Holy shit.
Finally.
I feel shamed. Okay.
Shamed.
License and registration, little lady.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. Let me drink water before I start yapping.
Oh, my God. God, is there an avalanche?
You gotta be like that.
Oh, it's all coming down.
Hi, friends. Amy here, producer and host of The Activity Continues, a podcast where we delve into haunted houses, spooky stories, and things that go bump in the night. Each episode, I'm joined by Megan, who is hilarious, and is also the first one to nope out if anything ghosty happens. We recap episodes of The Dead Files, and we also tell creepy listener stories and talk to real-life ghost hunters and mediums, as well as some Dead Files clients. It's spooky, it's funny, it's occasionally unhinged, but it's always a good time. So, if you're into haunted history, ghost stories, and just the right amount of nonsense, grab your favorite beverage and come hang out with us, where the activity continues.
I think I saw my life flash.
Apparently we shouldn't be allowed to do things.
Drink water, forbidden.
Exist, I guess.
Vape, strictly.
ASMR. Oh my
god. It's just you doing like three movements and then you go back in.
ASMR.
The avalanche is back.
Oh, okay. Let's see if I can read English today. Oh, that's
cool. Yeah.
That's how we start an ASMR channel.
That made my teeth itch. Crunchy.
Makes me raunchy.
Hey, yo!
That's the new
thing. Yeah, okay. Fresno me. Whoa! Fresno! Sorry.
My bendy connective tissue issues.
Connective tissue issues.
Okay.
On this episode of Coffee and Cryptids, if you will.
On this episode of Coffee and Cryptids, we will be discussing
real.
Yeah, an STD theory.
Oh my lord.
Wait, I should not hold this like a freak.
Okay.
It's okay.
A freck.
Freckno nice crawler.
Nice crawler is crazy.
That's the polite version.
Thank you for joining. Stay spooky.
Freak!
This week on Coffee and Cryptids.
Can we please use that for the intro to the Loveland Frogman?
We got a live frogman here. We stole him from his natural habitat, the Loveland Castle.
We found him. He's here and we're interviewing.
Straight from Frogwarts. And I'll die on that hill.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Get out of my way.
Ah!
Nope.
So sorry. Okay. Oh god, I have to pronounce these. I am so bad at pronunciations.
God, I don't
like that. Doesn't even make sense.
You have to go. God,
French people aren't real.
Real them and British people. Fake.
French is just cursive. It's speaking in cursive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's speaking in hui hui.
In the wee wee.
I know.
That's the only thing I heard.
Speaking with your wee wees.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah. Almost in the f*** is talking with their
Every
man ever.
Oh.
Sorry.
Real activities.
Real.
Bree keeps it real. That's the episode. Thanks for watching. Listening.
I'm gonna get swatted.
Swatted?
Okay. Straight sniffing knives.
Fine. It don't matter, brother.
Sure.
All right, I'm just gonna send it with this one, I guess.
Full send.
Oh God. Okay. 3, 2. On this episode of Cossie.
Oh my lord.
Already fumbled the bag.
Cossie.
Ah. Oh!
I like how that's out of the micro. It's in the background.
So sorry.
Or did it sound
like these bloopers are gonna be fun?
Oh god, I'm glad.
Trails like breadcrumb.
Oh, that works. Bada 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 bada. Nyx.
Ah.
Oh. We get. Oh, it's a full audience today. It's a full studio today.
What?
We got two lamps and a cord. That's the audience.
Cord.
And a cord. And a cord.
I feel like you're discriminating against the cord.
Oh, my bad.
I am.
Don't be
cordist. I will atone for my sins. I am going to be cordist. Oh, you heard it here first, cordyceps. Folks.
Sorry.
Okay.
Like, hey, there you go.
The zombies.
Zombie. That's the zombie virus. That. Hey, we'll cover that in a different episode.
Last of Us gives me the Wiggins. I don't like how those things look.
The Wiggins?
The Wiggins.
Wiggins. I like that word.
No, oh, don't do that.
Why are they making out with everybody? Like, for real.
Why wouldn't you? Oh, somebody's getting their notes ready.
Like a nerd.
Whoa!
There's a buzzard circling outside. I think he knows.
He said that.
Oh, something creepy's going on.
He's hearing all the caterwauling from inside.
He said there's definitely something
caterwauling
dying.
Caterwauling is such a good word.
Right, I caterwauling. Like that word too.
Thanks
Stay
and come
spooky.
Again.
Spooky.
Wait.
It won't go in!
That's weird because I'm hearing that, but it's just quiet.
Okay.
Shakira, Shakira.
Shakira, Shakira. Yes, Abri will be Loveland frogging.
Loveland frogging. Okay.
Frog me up, Dad.
Frog me up, Dad. No, is diabolical. You guys hear me?
Steven!
Hawking?
Yeah.
Horn?
Who doesn't love a little scary... Bleh.
The name of the coffee shop would be Lizard Drippings, but I don't like that.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Why would you say that to
I'm
me?
So sorry. That our dad
is one of the ingredients.
Oh no!
No.
That's the secret ingredient.
No,
it's like a Krabby Patty.
Stay spooky or funky.
What?
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Whether you're a skeptic, unbeliever, or just along for the ride, Spectre Sisters is your go-to hub for everything weird, wild, and wonderfully unexplained.
So light a candle, keep your mind open, and remember, not everything strange is supernatural.
But some of it just might be.